If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
Running two businesses, Eric joined Optimize Your Brain because he struggled with never having enough time in his day. Despite hiring a lot of help and coaches to help him organize his business, he felt drained, experiencing brain fog, and lacked quality time with his family. A shift in one thinking skill and restructuring his weekly setup not only saved him ton of time, but also left him energized by the end of each workday. If you're experiencing something similar, I'm here to tell you, you do not have to struggle forever. In this episode, episode 446 of the Business Brain Podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact steps of what you can do to have your own transformation. But first, want a super easy to understand, super easy to implement resource on cognitive functions? I've got you. Grab a copy of Your Essential Guide to Cognitive Functions at lifepicksuniversity.com/guide. While you are doing any task, you, without even realizing it, are using your 28 thinking skills. When the thinking skills you need to use are strong, doing the task is easy. If the thinking skills you need to use is weak, doing the task will be a challenge. The struggle that Eric had came from a weak thinking skill of categorizations. With a lot going on in his day, Eric's brain needed to learn the most efficient way to organize his tasks so that way he can get the most amount done in the shortest amount of time without it draining him. Categorizations is about being able to organize ideas, tasks, items, concepts into groups in the best way possible. The thing is, the best way possible is going to be different depending on the outcome you'd like to achieve. First thing I did to help Eric improve this thinking skill of categorizations was I gave Eric a sheet paper that was full of food and had him sort it in groups best for a grocery store. Once that was done and all the food was sorted in the best way that could be for a grocery store, it all came back together and I asked him to sort it again, but this time the best way for a party. Sure, this is simple, but it strengthens the neuron connections in the brain related to categorizations. You can do this at home by trying one of these three activities. Either find an image online with a bunch of food, animals, clothing, etc., or take a bunch of random items in your house and sort it that way. Or you could reorganize a closet in your house and not just put the things back on the shelves, but actually ask yourself what would be the best way for this closet to be organized. The goal is to sort and categorize the same items at least twice, each with a different objective. Take your group of items and put some objective to it. What would be the best way to sort these animals if I was building a zoo? What would be the best way to organize this closet if I had little kids? What about if my grandchildren only came over once in a while? Once you have an easy time sorting and figuring out what the best place would be for everything is depending on your objective, you can move on to more abstract items like your tasks. And here's a great place to start. Write out each of your tasks for the day on a different index card. Then lay it all out and see what makes the most sense to go where. For the most part, if you can do as much of one task at a time, it will save you a lot of mental time and energy. So one time of your day to answer all those emails. Now, once you're feeling really comfortable organizing your day, move on to writing all your tasks for the week. And then let's see if you can group the same types of tasks again. So for example, maybe you only do meetings 3 days a week and one day a week is for content creation, etc. One thing that really helped Eric was categorizing it even further. So not just 3 days a week calls, but one day for sales calls, one day for one-on-one calls, and another day for group calls. He didn't stop there. He observed his actions and saw how it affected his productivity. For example, on days he did cardio, he did better with some type of task, while on days he did strength work, he did better with different types of tasks. Take note and adjust accordingly. That's why it's all on index card. If you're feeling very overwhelmed, start by organizing your tasks just for one day. Once you feel comfortable with that, then move on to organizing your tasks by week and then by month. The stronger your thinking skill of categorization is, the easier time it will be for you to organize your day in the most efficient way. Your challenge this week is to start by organizing the same group of items in at least two ways with two different objectives, and then write out your tasks and index cards and use that to help you plan your day. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode. That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.